Are you tired of the burden of bitterness? I'm Mary Lohman of the Christian Working Woman, and if you're ready to weed out that bitter root that has grown in the garden of your heart, I've got some very specific ideas that you can put into practice starting today. But like all weeding, you have to do some hard work to make it happen. However, the beautiful blossoms that will then be able to grow in your life will be worth it all. Hebrews 12:15 says we are responsible for keeping those bitter roots from getting a stronghold in our lives. So to get rid of those weeds, here's my first suggestion. Write on a 3x5 card Psalm 40 verses 2 and 3. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. And then read it out loud every day before you leave home or early in your day. This will focus your mind on God's grace and help you remember how blessed you are because of Jesus and what He did for you. This is a great weed killer. Here's another great idea. Practice Psalm 92, verses 1 and 2. It's good to praise the Lord and make music to your name, O Most High, to proclaim your love in the morning and your faithfulness at night. So in the morning, sing a song about God's love. Just make it a part of your morning routine. You can sing Jesus Loves Me or think about His love. There's so many good ones. Be sure you sing songs about God's love for you, not so much about how you love Him. You want to focus in the morning on how much He loves you. And then before you go to bed at night, sing a song or think a thought about God's faithfulness. Great is Thy faithfulness is a good one, and you can sing that while you're getting ready for bed. Just do it every evening. Now, these are two simple suggestions that will help to keep you from missing the grace of God, and those bitter roots will start to shrivel and die. You're going to be full of God's grace, and a heart full of grace leaves no room for bitter roots. I promise you it will work if you will, in simple, childlike faith, see to it that you don't miss the grace of God and that no bitter root grows up to cause you trouble and defile many. Of course, then you'll be happier and everyone around you will benefit too because you'll no longer be dealing with them through your bitterness. I love the Word of God. It's so practical. I hope you'll get busy pulling out those bitter roots. You don't want to live like that anymore. You'll find a copy of this devotional with these suggested helps on our website at christianworkingwoman.org. Thank you for joining me today. I hope you'll join me again on Monday.